try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Away. Yeah. Episode 160. We in the bill. Dan, you ain't know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazon.
Yes. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Slick Grayson. How y'all doing out there?
You already know what you got to do. Please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS or Android, and please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you're in a brand new business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. Episode 160. How are you doing this week, brother?
I'm chilling, bro. Definitely in a space. I'm a little fatigued, but, you know, it's all good. I'm definitely just, you know, reflective on just where I'm at currently. And, you know, a lot of opportunities have been opening up, a lot of connecting with old friends, making sure, like, shout out to the boy X, reaching out a couple, like, last week after we talked about him. So that's my guy. Shout out to him. Connected with the homies, just, you know, checking in. Life be lifing, but I think it's important to just make sure all your people are good. And sometimes that's a text, sometimes it's a message, sometimes it's a link up, sometimes it's an email, sometimes it's, you know, a like and a comment. Something just to show people that, you know, you're there. You see them, right? And I think in the way, especially with everything that happened this week, in the last week or so, I think just being able to take a moment to be present, to, you know, give somebody that satisfaction. Happy 30th birthday to my boy Jay, by the way. But
yeah,
you
know,
big facts. Shout out to him and Sonata. Like, they had a great trip. But just, you know, having a moment to really take a step back and just, you know, show love, receive love. And somebody asked me a question. And they say, yo, Slick, with all you got going on, how are you doing? And when I answered the question, I answered about everybody else in my life. Not in a bad way, but just like, hey, yeah, you know, I answered in a way where it's like everything I'm kind of doing was the focus for everybody. And the question, he's like, nah, bro, how are you doing? And I sat there dumbfounded as a motherfucker for a minute. I was like, how am I doing? Like, that's a great question. But it's just one of those things where you gotta, like, you know, connect, but also make sure you check in with yourself again and just, you know, make sure you feeling good, right? And if you're not feeling good, do something to make you feel good. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. How are you feeling, brother?
Players Club.
Whatever, nigga.
Do something to make me feel good.
Fuck you.
No, it's the Players Club, me, bro.
Just cause. I just feel like saying fuck you. I don't care.
You see how this? Oh, no, I got beef with you and some other niggas. My week is okay. You know, shout out to everything. I'm still on my journey. I ain't gonna say too much of it. You know, try to build consistency and discipline every single day. But I got beef. Not only with you, but with other niggas, though. Shout out to Hershey Kiss. You know, it was her 30th birthday this past week, and she had a 2000 theme party. A nigga was looking like Nelly in the bitch, you feel me? If you want to take a ride with me, you know, had the Band-Aid on, good. But Slick, during that whole time, because we have mutual friends, you know, people would come up to me, was like, yo, I fuck with the podcast. Like, yo, and it's not, and I'm thinking, okay, they probably listen to it. Cool. Like, yeah, every time y'all drop on social media, I'd be like, nah, y'all be hilarious and funny. You know, I handle all the marketing for this shit. So I know who likes the reels and all that. I follow some of y'all, and y'all don't even like this shit over here. Especially the one and only Slick Grayson over here. Like the damn podcast post, because it builds engagement and it gets us more out there. I'm tired of y'all niggas coming up to me talking about, yeah, nah, y'all wildin'. Oh, nah, what you posted on? Nigga, like the shit. I'm tired of you niggas over here. Thank y'all for listening, though. I appreciate y'all. Shout out love and all that good stuff over here. But please do like, because first of all, because we're one of the only few podcasts that actually make videos for episode release. We don't just slap on a picture of a person and just say, yeah, the episode is out. We take some time over here at This Might Not Go Well. So please, like, so niggas continue doing that shit, because next time y'all niggas gonna start getting pictures.
Yo, we didn't even talk about, shout out to Good Pies. We didn't even talk about that, bro.
Oh, yes, yes. Niggas is number one in this bitch. Come on now. Clap it up for a slick. Come on now.
So, like, this is funny because I didn't see when it went out, but I seen it. And I hit this man, like, I didn't realize he reposted. I was like, yo, bro, we number one in what? What is this? It was like the episode of Full House when Jesse had a number one. It was like, in America? Nah, Japan. So apparently they really fuck with us over on Facebook and you and even independent YouTube. So I'm like, I guess we are the backpack podcast. That's how we gonna move.
Yeah, basically we like the podcasts that don't really, because you as you know, a lot of niggas do took on this podcast and thinking they could make a lick and figure out podcasting hard. Podcasting is hard. Niggas think niggas just chop it up and just talk beer shit and just press recording. No, it's a lot of stuff that goes behind this podcast. So a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, pick up podcasts and we kind of stay consistent. So we are kind of like the indie backpackers. Like I feel like give me like a backpack rapper, like RIP to Mac Miller. Like a Mac Miller, a Currency, or a Wiz Khalifa.
I say Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa, yeah.
Yeah,
but slick though.
What up?
Let's get into some news, man. The earthquake that I go lie, bro. That earthquake scared. I wasn't scared at first because I thought it was just a loud Jamaican in a van
they
going down my block.
You thought they were celebrating cartel still? They was wilding?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you from New York City, especially if you near the Dollar Cap area, dumb niggas be blasting that shit with the bass. If you uptown, you hit next to Tobago, you already know them niggas out here. They lie, mama little, mama little, mama over there. So I thought it was that until I went outside and everybody was looking at each other like, bro, did you feel that shit?
Yo, bro, I was in a class and I was covering a class, mind you. And I was just like talking to the students, leaning up against the back fucking table. And I was like, yo, what's happening underneath that the floor is shaking? And I'm on like the fifth floor or whatever. I look up and I see the light fixture. I'm like, oh, we have an earthquake. It's lit. And the kids are like, oh my God, what's happening? I was laughing at the reaction. I think I texted my fiance, me like, yo, you felt that? She was like, I was about to text you the same thing. I was like, yo. It was funny because, you know, after that happened, what everybody do, more black people especially, look in the hallway like, yo, I'm tweaking. Nah, you're not tweaking. But for me, I remember when this happened in 2011. So I was kind of like, oh shit, who knew? 12 years.
This is the biggest. Even though it was like a 4.6 magnitude, this was the biggest that we had like in the last 40 years.
Yeah, because we think about it, we're not directly on a fault line like in California and stuff. So it's like anything that we're on is like pretty like low risk. And then you think maybe it's an aftershock. But then the fact that we had two that day, and apparently we had another one the other day, I'm like, yo, Godzilla is going crazy down there. They seen the movie and it's like, this is not the real story. Let me come show y'all what's really happening.
And the thing about it is we only felt the aftershake because it technically happened in New Jersey. So we felt the shakes from, I'm like, oh, nah. And then I just realized, nigga, I'm on the 20th floor in my building. I was like, oh, I'm cooked.
Oh, it's done. You're done, Zo.
I'm cooked. So I'm like, yo, New York do not have the infrastructure to handle an earthquake like California, please. I know they talk about, you know, the reckoning. Jesus, I still got stuff I gotta do. I still got some girls that need some talking to. let me rock out for a few more decades. Jesus. Also, did you see the eclipse that happened?
Oh, yeah. Nah, it was a big thing in school. Like, schools was getting kids glasses, and, you know, it happened right at dismissal. It was a dope thing to see. Because, again, when you think about it prospectively, the next one's not happening for 20 years, right? And even though we didn't get a totality eclipse in New York City, the fact that you saw the moon go in front of the sun at 3:20 whatever on a random ass, what was that, a Thursday or Friday? What the Friday?
It was a Monday.
Oh, it was a Monday. See, look at that shit. That's how out of it I am. But the fact that you saw that shit happen, it's like, yo, wow. Like, the world and nature is like, is a universe immaculate. But it's also like, shit, we insignificant as fuck, bro. Because shit can go left real quick. I was joking with the kids. I was like, yo, what if the moon just got stuck there? Like, yo, bro, we're cooked.
Am I wrong for thinking I was gonna get superpowers, bro?
Oh no, I looked at that bitch too. I ain't gonna lie, I definitely looked at that bitch too.
I don't know if you're familiar with the show Heroes. You know, they tried to make a reboot, but that shit was trash.
They're doing another one. They're making a third reboot.
If Hayden Panettiere is not in that shit, I ain't fucking.
Who the fuck is Hayden Panettiere? Hayden Panettiere?
You fucking up too.
Cause you fucked me up like who Hayden
Potter. You know who I'm talking about? That little blonde white girl. Okay.
Like, Hayden Peter Papa Potter Peppers. Like what?
I was expecting to have powers, my nigga. I almost was trying to look at the sky low key to be like, yo, is this the activation? Like, do we invade Fire Nation? I was with the shits. Nah. I was with real quick, because we don't have that much time. What superpower would you want if this shit was like heroes real quick?
What was I telling kids? I was like, yo, the best one, I probably would be like, I want to be like a Charles Xavier. I want to elite telepathy. That would be fire.
You
want to
be handicapped, nigga?
No, nigga, that's not a superpower. That's just a result of him trying to save me. Fuck you. But nah, that should be fire, bro. He's like, yo, you realize he gets out of everything. Like, we being honest. He could save the world if he really wanted to. Like, all right, nigga, relax, calm down. We're not doing this right now. Send a little telepathic energy. It'd be over. But that'd be fire. Because I'm like, if I got real powers, niggas gonna expect me to do something. I don't wanna, I'm not saving you niggas.
That's a fact. I wanted the Flash powers.
Oh, you wanna redo?
Give me the Flash. Yes.
Nightcrawler should be lit.
Nightcrawler too. But Nightcrawler, the Flash, the reason why I want the Flash, because is it could be used for my regular life, and also it could be used as a defense too. Like, niggas fuck with me, I just sprint around the world and hit you with one good. You know what I mean? Get a nigga out of there.
About to say, niggas try and jump you, you just, oh shit. Now they moving mad slow. I'm moving mad so fast. It look like I'm moving fast. Bow. Catch you with a couple left hooks.
And also, I'm a fat ass. He has to eat over like 10,000 calories. Yeah. So a nigga will turn into a real foodie. I ain't gonna lie. The Flash is my nigga.
That's fair. I'll take that. That's fire. But I definitely did look. I looked real quick. I was like, ooh, something gonna happen? Nah, you just got a headache.
Yeah. Let's get into some sad news real quick. We want to send our condolences to the family of Mr. C and OJ Simpson. If you didn't know, they both have passed away. Mr. C at the age of 57 and OJ Simpson at the age of 76. Alrighty. Mr. C, growing up in New York City, Mr. C was that guy. Everybody talks about Funkmaster Flex because he is a legendary person as well, but Mr. C was just a staple in not only in New York history, but in hip hop history. And I know during, you know, the last few years, you know, he, you know, for whatever his interactions caused some negative press, but he is a legend by all right. And I just want to send a condolences to his family. And then OJ, I didn't know, because I'm thinking he was doing good. They talk about his cancer before, but he was on the Cam and Mace show doing, you know, I appreciate Cam and Mace giving him the opportunity, and didn't know that he was practically in his deathbed, for lack of better words, bro. So just want to send my condolences.
You never know what somebody's going through, so RIP.
Facts. And, you know, not to make joke out of a serious situation, but he did that shit, but I'm still supporting my guy, okay? And also, just want to, this is the 3-year anniversary of the passing of DMX. Shout out to DMX, shout out to the whole Rough Riders out here. You know, we from New York, so DMX was a staple for us, my nigga. We was all in. If you wasn't there during the stop, drop movement, you wasn't really outside, for real.
Play something for him?
Yep.
Let's play something. This is DMX, Rough Riders Anthem, RIP King.
Something new. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll.
Niggas wanna try, what? Niggas wanna lie, what? Then niggas wonder why, what? Niggas wanna die, what? All I know is pain, what? All I feel is rain, what? I maintain with that shit on my brain. I resort to violence. My niggas moving silence. Like you don't know what I stylish. New York niggas the wildest. My niggas is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. You fucking right, we did it. What the fuck you gonna do when we run up on you? Fucking with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I'ma have to show niggas how easily we blow niggas. Let me find out it's some more niggas that's running with your niggas. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up with this man.
Yeah. Dark Man X. Salute, my brother. I'm sick. I put this on this on a docket because WrestleMania happened.
Oh, you know I watched it. You know I watched that.
I already know. But I really appreciate Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. This shit was really more Blackmania than WrestleMania. The love that they showed to Black folks, but not only just the people that was there, like Drewski, Wale, 2 Chainz, but just Coco Jones and just the female Lil Black Wayne wrestlers. Came out,
Sasha, we got Jade Cargill, we got...
Take it away, Brody.
Nah, bro, it was dope. You say Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi... The Rock is there. You know, I think it's just one of the R-Truth getting a chance to win a tag championship. I'm a wrestling diehard. Like, that's really part of my weekly schedule. Like, no matter what, you guys, Shorty, I'm watching wrestling somehow, some way, whether it's on my phone, I'm sitting on, I've been at the couch, straight up, laptop, just doing whatever I got to do. But nah, WrestleMania was definitely dope. It was one of the highest grossing wrestling events. It had some of the highest rated matches. Night one was a little shaky at times. He's like, oh, where y'all going with this? But the night two fucking delivered. We got John Cena, The Undertaker, The Rock, fucking The Bloodline, The Usos, Cody Rhodes finally champion. It felt like this was the turning point for the company after the Vince McMahon scandal, which was really, really dope. And again, as a lifetime wrestling fan, I remember watching the first episode of SmackDown with my grandfather, like dead serious in the kitchen. Like, and to be at this age now, to be able to still text him like, yo, you saw that? Or you didn't get to watch it? I got to come down and watch it with you. It was a great feeling. And I think that the wrestling renaissance has been great. You got multiple companies, a lot of guys putting out great content. Triple H doing the damn thing. You asked my fiance, I used to be like, yo, babe, like, they need to hire me as a writer. I'll give you a storyline. And now they're doing that shit. And to shout out to all the Black artists, they had Lil Wayne did a milli, bro. He brought out a wrestler to a milli. How fucking fire is that? They used Dreams and Nightmares for the intro to WrestleMania, bro. They had The Weeknd as the theme. So, like, bro, it was just like Black culture. There wasn't an attempt to negate the impact of Black culture on wrestling. And I think that that's something that's so important because Black culture impacts pop culture and wrestling takes what's popping in pop culture and adds a story to it. So the fact that we really got to enjoy that, and then, you know, you're seeing great stories, you're seeing the camera angles, the celebrity input. It's good to be a wrestling fan because a lot of shit that's on TV right now sucks, if I'm being honest. I've been watching old anime for the most part, but that was definitely a vibe. So shout out to Triple H. I'm still down to, yo, let me get an internship for a couple weeks. Let me come up with a storyline. Let me see what I could do, but...
Yo, come on now. Fuck with my boy over there. And just wrestling overall is just like, I don't think I know Trick is in
Trick Williams. Whoop that. Yo, Carmelo Hayes.
Other wrestler, the Black one, he's not with WWE. The other one,
Swerve Scott. He was with WWE, but then when they did the COVID layoffs, they laid him off. That might be the one that bites them in the ass, because that man is a star. Mm-hmm. So keep that
song is fire. So shout out to wrestling. Wrestling's in a great place, even though, you know, I like it. So this shit dope as hell. Now, Slick, let's get into some news. I just want to talk about Fresh and Fit real quick, because these niggas, at least one of them niggas, is extra, extra stupid. So Slick, you know, Fresh and Fit, we talked about them a few times. You know, they the Red Pill podcast. What men and women should do, right? They avoid you for messing with what they call them, 304s.
I don't really watch they shit.
That's supposed to write out like hole in the calculator or whatnot. Cool.
403s.
Well, yeah, 403s. Or 304. What? Anyways, these niggas is stupid. They don't practice what they preach. So apparently, the Fresh guy got a girl knocked up, a sex worker.
The Asian shorty?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that picture.
And then she released the audio basically recorded him talking about get an abortion, and now he has to bring legal stuff. And I just wanted to put up here, like, you niggas talk all this shit. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't do this. Man should do this, da, da, da. And y'all can't even follow your own goddamn advice. Dumbass nigga.
It don't sound too far-fetched to me. So
you sit here and go knock up a woman that you're not making your wife at all. And you know she wouldn't be messing with you if you didn't have what you had. So, essentially, you went against your principles. I just wanted to put it out there real quick.
He flew her in or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was wilding.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. But Slick, the real episode is about this topic over here. Because we could just talk. We're going to breeze through the other shit, but I really want to get to the meat and potatoes of this shit. My GOAT would never my GOAT would never release a diss track and in 72 hours apologize and basically say, my nigga, you can hit me back. I have my hands up. I'm just saying, my GOAT would never slick.
You know what's funny?
If you did.
You know what's funny? Huh? You dead text me when the shit dropped, like, yo, we gotta start recording on Fridays. And it's like, well, you right, because honestly, now we here, just like, damn, this shit is over already.
Bro, because on Friday, he dropped the Might Delete Layla. And, okay, let's put, yeah, as the world know, Dreamfest happened, and then during, towards the end, J. Cole, I sent the video if you want to play a snippet of what J. Cole said.
I don't even
want to
hear it, but hold on, give me a second. Let's talk about Might Delete Layla, though, first, because that project hard.
Yeah.
Hide Your Bitch, great song.
That's the shit that pissed me the fuck ready off shit, with him.
The Cam shit, bro. Tough.
Shit was fire.
He was here. He was
and up. Now I got a shit on him.
Oh, man. I got to find it.
I just sent it on Twitter.
Oh, I forgot the Megan Thee Stallion challenge. Shout out to Megan. Here we go.
I've been happy. I've been moving on my own accord, off my own desires, my own wants. Now, why am I saying all of that? All of that shit led me up into this point. 10 years later, after this song, I'm here. Here I am. I've been just chasing my shit. You know what I mean? Like following my dream and just trying to like head to the fall off in a way that I wanted to do it. And so I put out this project on Friday called Might Delete Later. I don't know how many people done checked it out or whatever, but I put this project out. And I swear to God, I'm so proud of that project because I know one, it's just a lead up. It's just an EP that leads me up to this thing that I've been working on for a long time. And I know the work it took to get to a certain type of skill level. And I love this shit. So that shit mean a lot to me, right? So I'm so proud of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime.
I'm disappointed. I don't even want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, bro, I don't want to hear the rest of that. Because Slick, prior to this nigga doing that, I was going to congratulate him not only on this EP, but on the diss track. This was a great shot. I know a lot of people was debating about his analysis on Kendrick Lamar's discography. That's to be honest with you, I said the same sentiment, but I don't mind that conversation. But him and Kendrick Lamar was secondary to the primary beef. And Kendrick Lamar didn't really throw a huge shot at him, basically. He threw a jab. And everybody was saying like, oh, J. Cole, you should have went harder than that. And I'm like, no, because he wasn't. Kendrick Lamar really wants the nigga from up north. He really wants the nigga from Canada. That's who he really want to have a smart match with. He don't want to have a match with J. Cole like that. They are actual friends. So him responding with that jab back, I was actually going to come here, Slick, and congratulate him because we never saw him battle tested. For him to sit here and do that, Slick, he's no longer can talk his shit. He's a great rapper. I'm going to forever support him because he's just a dope artist overall. But all that last shit that you've been talking about for the last 2 to 4 years, what he said in the Lil Yachty song, he wanted to feature and saw the face of death. Or I'm feeling like Muhammad Ali. All that shit got to stop from now on. That Fall Off album, I know you've been working for that shit for mad years, my gang. I need you to tweak some legs because I already know you was talking greasy in some of those tracks. You can't talk. That shit is not hip hop, Slick. Go ahead, Slick, because I'm about to go on a whole rant on this nigga.
As a hip hop fan, I'm a little disappointed because I definitely think that, what did I say about the whole like that? It wasn't personally disparaging. I'm talking about your craft. your work, which is in sport is fair game. I'm here for it. So for them to backtrack and say, you know what? Nah, it's the lamest shit I ever did. Like, other niggas got me hyped up. I was disappointed because I was like, this could be good. And I don't think niggas is going to die for this. You feel me? Like, we're going to get hip-hop beef when niggas don't die.
Slick, nobody thought him and Kendrick Lamar was going to see each other and start scrapping. Now, him and the boy, I could see that some people might expect that low-key because I think both of them don't really like each other. But nobody thought him and Kendrick Lamar was ever going to get to that level where niggas have the hip-hop OGs will have to intervene and stop this, Slick.
A fact. But then there's this other side, and you know, if it's about to be righteous, Slick, I can respect a man feeling like he did something and being like, yo, that wasn't me, that wasn't for me, that's for everybody else, and deciding to, you know what, I'm gonna be real, I'm not gonna try to fake the funk, I'm not feeling it. So as a man, I get it. And he told about that 10 years of prior to him just being depressed and trying to, you know, fit into all these boxes that he doesn't really fit in, and trying to be all these different things and feeling those feelings. I can empathize with that. I can understand that. And that pullback, hey, as a man, you did what you had to do to get your spirit right. God bless you, King. But for the sport of it, I was disappointed. Because I was like, yo, again, nobody said no fucks. First of all, fuck your bitch. And it was none of that. It was none of that. It was legit like, yo, you drop every 3 years. You know, niggas gas some of your shit. You got some classics, but you also got some shit niggas gas up because of your classics, right? I was disappointed, but I get it. I get it.
Slick, I respect what you said, and you are 100% correct. As a man, we talk about therapy all the time. We talk about, you know, what it is to be a man and how to carry yourself. I respect that, Slick. But to him, fuck all that shit, Slick. Fuck all that shit. I don't want to hear that from this nigga when it comes to hip hop. Hippity hip hop to the hip hop hibbit. I don't want to hear that from this nigga, especially because I can really do research over your whole career of you popping your shit. But I'm going to be generous and just review the last 2 to 4 years of you popping your shit, saying how nobody shouldn't even. Test your skills, test your pen. You was talking cash shit. You was talking greasy. Now, if you wasn't talking greasy, if he was, what's a rapper who don't talk greasy, who stays in their lane and just do, like a Currency, I said Currency earlier. If he was rapping like Currency is a fabulous rapper. Or Wiz Khalifa, they just talk about what they want to talk about. They don't really try to go for the crown. If he raps like that and he did this, I won't have no problem, Slick. Because that's not in your character. You just stepped out of your character to diss back. But for you, for the last 2 to 4 years, talk greasy the way you talk about and try to go for the number one spot talking about, nigga, this is your shit. I don't want to hear none of that. And I'm tired of all you other niggas on social media capping for this nigga over here. And you know you're wrong when the girls start trying to stick up for you. You know you're wrong when the girls try to stick up for you. Bro, you cannot be talking about you're the best. Nobody should test your pen. And then when your pen gets tested, you back the out. And it's like, you didn't do no hit 'em up type shit. You didn't do no Vaseline. You didn't do no back-to-back type shit. You talk bad about his discography. It's not like Nas calling him a dick-sucking, Tybo class-ass nigga or some shit, Slick. It's not one of those type of shit. It's not one of those disrespectful, get your baby mama or film of it. Like, bro, you just gave him a slight jab. And then, Slick, what made me extra pissed off is when I found extra information about it, Slick. Did you know when he dropped Like That, him and J. Cole was on FaceTime for a few hours talking about the Like That track?
No word.
They was talking together. So you already was talking to your man. You already saw you was going to hit him back. Now, the other rumors why people say he backed away is because Drake got something that he's about to drop. And they say Kendrick Lamar got some. And it looked like it's going to get extra personal. And, you know, I think he don't want no parts of that. But so what? Because the reason why is it reminds me of the nigga that be talking about, you know when them niggas be like, yo, nobody say anything to me, I smack a motherfucker in here. And then the nigga be like, yo, I said something. And he be like, nah, I'm good. That's the type of situation, bro. Like, you were basically capped. And I'm just saying, bro, Maul from the New Warrior Maul said it perfectly. You committed career suicide because you sat here and put up a front and you was going for the crown and you capped. You capped. That's not hip hop and Maul's voice. That's not hip hop at all. And you pissed me the fuck off because I'm rooting for you. You made us light-skinned niggas look bad, first of all. I'm upset about that. You made us light-skinned niggas. And also, you from New York, too. I mean, you're not from New York, but you went up here from New York, and you got signed by a Brooklyn nigga. So I'm upset about that, too, over here. Because you got a Brooklyn nigga co-sign, so you're making us look bad. And I know Hov didn't fuck with that. And for you to sit here and back out because you couldn't sleep, for 40, nigga, take a melatonin, nigga. Take a Z-Quil, nigga. Go to sleep. You didn't even say nothing disrespectful like that. What part of the game is that, Slick?
I don't know.
For nigga, you gave more energy to No Name and to some other whack-ass nigga. But Kendrick Lamar, you the one, we can even say this, Slick, he the one that started this whole like that because of you talking about the big three. Everybody talked about the big three, but none of them niggas besides you ever mentioned a big three in a track. So technically, we could start this whole beef shit with your verse. For you to back out like this? Piss me the fuck off, Slick.
I see. I respect. I don't ever
mention you the best nigga out here. Stick to your regular shit. You already start singing in that Ibiza song. Nigga, start singing now. You can't be the GOAT of this shit. You have officially limited yourself from the big three conversation. I'm replacing you with Future or Big Sean. I like Big Sean personally. I know niggas will disagree with me with Big Sean, but Big Sean is in my top five.
No, you're not wrong.
I don't mind if niggas put Future in there because you no longer can be part of the big three.
These last Future projects snap. I'm not gonna hold you. The last this man been. I don't disagree with you. You can't pop big shit and then niggas challenge you, and then he's like, yeah, nah, it come off weak. I get why he did it as a man. Like, he had to be true. He cared more about his mental health and well being than he did that shit. But I'm like, yo, the fall off starting early. It might start early. If we being honest, niggas gonna clown you.
He gotta adjust anything that he write. I know there's been a couple of years that he's been mentioning about the fall off. So some of these songs might be old, bro. For the sake of us, because if you really care about your mental health, go in those verses that you have that you calling yourself the best and adjust that shit, because it's an asterisk now from now on, bro.
Word. Because I remember he said Drake know I killed him. Yeah. But now Drake would say something to you about it. Now it's like, yeah. But we know what happened.
That also pissed me the fuck off, because now you put extra pressure on my guy now. Already the world is already on Drake's head case, talking about, oh, it's been 4 or 5 days, where you at? Bar that he knew was against Meek Mill. Now you pull this shit out now. Drake dissed his ass too. I know y'all just went on tour, y'all cool. He deserved a couple shots his way. Like, you, how you shoot up the Travis Scott mask in your concert, shoot at this nigga too when you going after K-Dot. Because this nigga put extra pressure on you now. Now, I understand why, because what the fuck, bro? Like, nigga. And that's why Drake didn't want to go. Shout out to New Warrior Maul again. Shout out to Maul. Because Maul talked to him at the New Jersey concert. Maul asked him, did you want to go to Dreamville? Dreamfest. And Drake basically said, will we perform the song there? Because you will have to change the lyric now because y'all are kind of beefing right now. He said something. It makes no sense if y'all can't perform first-person shooter. And talk about is it good, K Dotty or me? After he said fuck the big three, it's just big me. So my guy, but I want to give you your flowers because at the Bass concert last night, one of my good mans over here got to perform and sing one of the songs on stage with you. So I respect you for giving my boy the shine out here. Shout out to you, my guy. You feel me? You going viral right now on Academics World Star and all that for rapping J. Cole lyrics with him on stage.
That's offensive.
I still respect I still respect you as a person. I love you, and I love your music. I'm gonna still be a fan of you. You just but can't say you're the best. You never could be number one.
You can't. You cannot be the number one Pokemon master, bro. You cannot be the very best that no one ever was.
Oh man, you got anything else you want to say about? I know I went on a rant. My fault, but I got that.
Nah, you covered it.
Look, it was beige rage. It was beige rage over here.
It was.
Oh, but this one you could rant on because this is your guy now.
Nah, I gotta sit with it for a little bit longer. But if you didn't hear Chris Brown taking direct shots at Quavo on the deluxe of 11-11, I haven't listened to the whole project yet. Essentially, he says, you know, you basically told him he's fucking on his old bitches. And I don't fuck with Quavo. I don't fuck with the Migos. So Chris Brown is out here. I was just mad because I'm like, this song got no place on this damn album. This album was about healing and fun and fucking bitches. And you're going to just, he sampled Air Force Ones. Let me see if I can play it real quick.
I sent it on Twitter. But my nigga, I think, yo, I ain't going to lie, 2024 looking like one of them years. Since this year has started, bro, a lot of fuckery has happened.
Here we go. 1942, cause I'm Rico. Okay, now fucking my old bitches ain't gonna make a sequel. Sipping at 1942, cause I don't do no Quavo. Freak bitch, she like Casamigos, not Domingos. I don't fuck Yeah, bro.
Like, I was with it.
I heard the song.
Bring us light skinned niggas back, Chris Brown.
I heard the song. I just was like, this is a different record. I was just like, all right, because what he did for the album, I was like, oh, you had to drop. You needed to have a posse cut rap cut. He had T Grizzly on that. He got Joyner Lucas on that. He got Wayne on that. But he sampled Air Force Ones. And it's called Freaks. So, but I was just like, damn, bro.
I support it. I support my like. Bring us some points. Because us light skinned niggas looking bad right now. And Drake. I know niggas talk about you about to drop something today. If you did, and we gonna react to it next week, nigga, eat this nigga. Get us niggas back on top. Wale and Meek Mill, real quick. Meek Mill, stay off of social media, gang. Stay off of social media. Because apparently Wale flicked up with someone that he was friends with, and Meek Mill didn't have that. Meek Mill started going crazy on social media, and that shit looked so crazy. And Meek Mill, I respect you, bro. I like your music, but social media is not your thing, bro. You really turned it into Twitter fingers. And then also for the City Girls, I want to give a shout out to them because they had a disagreement online. Slick, I don't know if you got to see, but JT and Young Miami went at it. But I will want to give them credit because towards the end, they was end up having a conversation and saying I love you to each other. So it just shows that even though as friends, we can have disagreements and not get along and have some miscommunication, but we can all get back at it together.
I guess.
You're not jacking it. Whatever. You jacking JT versus Glow.
Oh, that shit came. I was like, why are all the rap girls arguing? Why everybody mad at each other?
Slick, I had this, yo, Slick, if you look in that docket down the, I've been meaning to talk about this for months now. Apparently, Glow, you know, Chappelle, JT at an award show a long time ago.
They said that didn't happen, though. She said that they was arguing. They said it didn't happen, didn't they?
She said she got hit with a purse, but she got smacked.
Like I said, she got smacked.
And then we could talk about playoffs next week. Lakers, get your shit together, gang.
They're done. They're done. The regular season will be over by next week. We'll be able to properly talk about it. But the Lakers is in the play-in. They got to beat Golden State and either Sacramento or the Suns. Then guess what the prize is? You get to play the fucking Denver Nuggets in the first round. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Denver Nuggets went.
They got the one seed right now.
Oh, shit, because they beat Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Knicks.
But think about it. While I'm kind of happy about this too, bro. If the Lakers beat the Nuggets, I high key can say they can win the championship.
I agree with that too. But I don't think nobody beating the Nuggets right now. So if somebody can fill that Bruce Brown role in the playoffs, they going back to back. Or they going straight to the finals? Unless OKC, OKC don't got nothing for Joker. Who else?
No, they don't.
The Clippers, they got to go through Luka. The Mavericks look like the scariest team in the West right now.
Ramadan Kyrie. Ramadan is over.
Yeah, Eid Mubarak to all those who observe. But yeah,
facts. And then Bronny declared for the draft, but he also transferred. I don't think he's really going to try to go, but we could talk more about that next week. Let's get to our song of the week. All right, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please exit and go to one of your favorite streaming platforms, but preferably the live podcast app
which you can find on iOS or Android, and you can listen to the song of the week, or you can go to our Spotify music playlist, our Apple music playlist, and listen to our song of the week. What you got this week, brother?
I decided to go with the two songs that I have not been able to stop playing. And I got a lot of music I've been trying to vibe with for a minute, but these two songs have been on repeat. First up, we're going to shout out to your boo, Kalani. This is her new joint.
I love you.
Hours. Love you too, bro.
Not you, nigga. Don't call her Baylani. You was not on this wave, brother.
Don't do that. I said the shit was fire. All I said was that she don't make up her mind what she want in her bedroom. That's why I was like, I don't know.
He's like niggas again.
Exactly. Please. You got to say that. That is a problem. And in this one, like I said, I'll save my Chris Brown and my other joints for next week. But Bryson Tiller dropped, bro. In the midst of all that craziness, I was going to play a cold song, but it didn't feel right. That's crazy to say. But this is Bryson Tiller. This might be one of them songs of the summer. This is Chow.
You got a 2-day trial before I take back my time and make you pay. 30-day trial before I make my mind and it's always trials and tribulations. Child. Kissing in Paris, I guess we could do it in French. Wow. Eating low main is child for now. Child. She got me wildin' now. Rory attire, child for now. Child. Yeah, she making ass shake, breaking that bait till her back break. Wow, yeah. Crazy how you managed to make me into a sponsor. You got me paying for shit. You got a 2-day trial before I take back my time and make you pay. 30-day trial before I make my mind, and it's always
trials and tribulations. Ciao.
Rising, I fuck with you, gang. Slick, my choice, my song choice of the week is very out of the place because I got LA gangbanging music and then I got country. So let's start with the LA gangbanging music. You know, I've been rocking with Big Sad 1900. Please drop that new EP that you're about to drop this month because I'm fucking with you. But this is off the Their Side, My Side, The Truth album. Here is Big Sad 1900, No Bail.
Yeah, West LA. Even kill nobody when you had a gun. I'm tripping on you pussy niggas, I'm my daddy's son. I see you niggas looking broken, y'all ain't having none. Niggas ain't feed me when I was in them cells. Stabbing niggas, starting riots in them county jails. My bitch fucking other niggas, I ain't get no mail. My brother tricked off with them hoes and I ain't get no bail. I been down on my luck, I'm trying to get it up. I want the lamb on Forgiatos, come through setting up. I got the Drake for Lil Cuz, he came and picked it up. Them niggas spin through other hoods, they won't come visit us. Time to set the record straight, niggas ain't fucking with me. We had shootouts, got on foot, you ain't come and get me. So when I sign for these millions, you ain't coming with me. Fuck a bitch, fuck a nigga, I'm still in the city. Put a half a hundred on my wrist for hard times.
That was Big Sad 1900, No Bell. And a shout out to Shaboozy over here. He was on that
Beyonce album, and here is, and I can't wait for him to drop his remake of Tipsy, of Jaquan Tipsy, but for right now, here's Shaboozy Snake.
Ice nice, searching, lurking. Creep up from behind, you better ask, is it worth it? Pull up with some 30s, you don't see us 30s. Triple A star phone cup for the 30s.
Okay. Ice nice, searching, lurking. Before you cross the line, better ask, is it worth it? Got some shooters out in Brooklyn, shake you up like Kyrie Irving. They gon' pull it from the line every time, they ain't nervous. And one thing is for certain, my gacho, he gon' ride. And I'm thankful for his service, yeah. When he saw that back and told him that he earned it. She said, let's go get a bag. She ain't talking about no Birkin. So you can't hit our line unless it's money, then it's urgent. Man, it's always green. Sitting trying to tempt me, but I won't eat from the tree. Boy, if I catch you lacking, I'ma press you with this heat. Yeah, walk inside of jewelry store and we went on a spree. Ayy, how many y'all seen half a mil before you 23?
All right, so that was our song of the week. You can find our previous song of the week on Apple Music Players or our Spotify Music Players, but that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick. Drop it.
I can be toxic, but so what? You gonna love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Service announcement. All right, this week's TSA is sponsored by no one, but you can sponsor this segment by emailing us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. But before we get to our regular TSA, we are joined by a special guest over here. And she got some stuff that we want to share with y'all. We have Wendy in the building.
Hi. Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, welcome.
I'm excited to be here. Go way back.
How you
I'm really excited. I feel good. I feel real good. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited.
Of course. Thank you for joining us over here. So, Wendy, we want to give you the space to promote your business over here because we support Black women business, and especially me. I support Haitian women business as
Ooh, well. I love that. Yeah, of course. My name is Wendy. I'm the co-owner and I'm the co-founder of Heart of Moisture. We are essentially a major distribution company that essentially provides access to essential beauty supplies and beauty tools to our lovely college Black students on college campuses. We currently have our products in about 30 schools in the Southeastern Conference, and the goal is to expand to the Northeast this year. And yeah. Make it moves.
All right. So we're just gonna actually, this is going to be a quick little interview before we get to the TSA. So all the listeners, she's with the shits, but we want to give her
her flowers.
The spotlight. Yeah. You feel me? Her flowers too. What made you wanted to create this?
It's funny. It kind of started as a casual conversation with me and my co-owner, Marilyn. We were just kind of sitting and talking about wellness. Yeah. We were just kind of talking about wellness, what wellness meant to us. And we kind of started talking about like our individual journeys. I know for me, when it came to wellness, it was a combination of what I was dealing with as a college student, as a college female. And one of the biggest stories that resonated with me at the time was when I was in pre-med, my hair fell out and I kind of went bald in the middle of my head. I had no time. It was in the middle of exams. I had a chem exam. I had no time to take a bus. You know how that worked. 2 hours to take a bus and come back. Nobody had time for that. Mm-hmm. I had no car. And Lord knows my college campus, our college campus did not have the beauty supplies to support it. So as a Black woman, I literally had to choose between my identity and my career. And I had to choose my career. And I chopped off all my hair without actually wanting to. So that was a really emotional time for me. And, you know, I think as Black students, we all know that when it comes to the wellness space and beauty space, how much we spend when it comes to our wellness. And I feel like when you're transitioning into adulthood on college, it's helpful to have these resources available to you while you're trying to grow into your professional space. You know, even our Black men having do-rags, the right brushes and things of that nature. You know, we're growing our hair out. Everybody knows that 4C and textured hair like ours is the most fragile. So it's more prone to breakage. So protection, things like silk, bonnets, pillowcases, you know, and even on the go, you have an event, you need edge control or whatever the case may be. You know, who has time to make those trips? But you have things like Pantene and Tresemme and all those other brands. But, you know, what about us? And I don't think people really realize how much of an impact it makes on your wellness, which can indirectly cause problems trying to focus on school and everything else. So we thought that we wanted to start there. We think that access and having the resources is the beginning to really prioritizing your wellness and understanding that, you know, we hear you and we see you and we're looking out for you. Because as a Black community, we start taking up these spaces, we got to represent each other and somebody's got to do it. So we're trying our best to make sure we let students know that we're with you. And being Haitian, l'union pour la force, in unity there is strength. That's where we come in. And that's very important for us.
Oh, that's great to hear. Can you talk about some of the products that you have currently on your site?
Yeah, of course. We have a lot of the major beauty supplies that you would see in most local beauty supply stores. But a lot of our fan favorites are some of the Heart of Moisture branded products that we have. Our facial steamers are some of our top rated performers. And we also have
price too. I'm looking at it right now.
We have custom made deep conditioning caps, which are microwavable, which I use religiously, which is very helpful for on the go. And one of our another top fan favorites are our exfoliating nets, which are African exfoliating nets directly imported from Ghana and sourced from Ghana. And a lot of people don't realize that if you're washing yourself with that cotton cloth, please throw it away. The sun is going to kick in, but people don't realize how bacteria and mold flourish in wet, moist spaces. So those, it's like washing yourself with a wet t-shirt that you let sit overnight, you know? So when you use a sapo, it's called a sapo, but it's called we also call it the exfoliating bath net. It's made out of nylon, so it's reusable, it's washable, and it's 100% more sanitary. So highly recommend. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to my skin, I don't play. So
come on now.
Yeah, I'm all about exfoliating the skin, exposing the good skin. And it's really good for, you know, my bigger guys who have harder to reach spaces as well. So yeah, those are just a couple of the products, our staples in the website.
Yes, and I'm on the website right now. Yeah, these products
are official. Y'all not I'm even paying attention. Y'all are scrolling.
I'm about to copy. They got durags for the low over here. I'm liking this.
I'm not going front. I need a new dewey. I'm ready. I think.
And I'm bonnet gang. I'm bonnet gang.
I love my bonnet. I love the band. Our band, I think that's one, like another fan favorite. I have so many favorites. Maybe I'm being biased, but like, I actually use all of these products religiously and all these tools religiously. So yeah,
I think the fact that we've actually known each other since 18 years old, and the fact that you guys are doing this, just looking at the layout of the website, just the mission and how you're supporting students. So you said the SEC, like that's us. That's us. And yep. In those spaces, a lot of times we are not thought about, and the fact that you guys are doing that and making it accessible to college students, like these prices are great. Like I think that's the price point. No, we was all broke college kids. Remember that $100 you used to get for Christmas? You was like, do I buy a bottle or do I buy food for the week type situations?
Promise.
Like, everybody remembers going to Albs and being like, yo, how do I get to the hair salon? Where's the barbershop? Where do I go? Can I hold out until I go home for one of these little extended weekends or a break, right?
Crazy, crazy.
So the fact that you guys are getting that is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to support you. Definitely got a customer in me. And me and you, Bill, have been rocking with each other since HSA. So I'm just happy and just support. Come on, guys. So we put the link and the Instagram in the description. So please check it out.
I'm not going front. We always say the TSA not sponsored, but I would love to collaborate in some way, shape, or form that we can kind of keep this as a consistent, you know, movement for you guys. Because I think the products are great. The vision and movement are great. And I think, like you said, supporting, two black women, business-minded, supporting the community. Yo, we yes. what can we ask for? So I think that would be dope as one of our first real congenial partnerships. So definitely interested if you're down for that too.
Absolutely. Please think of us. Community engagement, student life, the student organizations, most importantly, the student voices are the heartbeat of our company. You know, we want to make sure our clients, our students understand that Heart of Moisture would not exist without them. So, you know, the more community engagement, the more we can get to the younger generation and let them know that we exist, we hear you, we want to help you. It's the only way that our business will continue to flourish. So any way that we can help, please think of us.
Absolutely.
That's beautifully said. Now, Wendy, you're familiar with the TSA. A little bit, right?
A little bit.
A little reckless here. We got a couple of topics today. So, Slick, I was on TikTok, you know, finance topics. And then I came across this video. This is the first TikTok video I sent in the Twitter DMs. Okay. And it's a scenario. And I want you to understand. I want you to answer a question if this person is the asshole in the scenario. Let's see.
Toll for being truthful and admitting that I find my wife unattractive after her surgery.
Yes. Probably.
My wife had plastic surgery recently. We had discussed it and I was against it. It was not my decision and ultimately I had no say. She looks weird now. She had the fat sucked out of her face, lip fillers, a neck lift, other stuff I don't really get. She gives me uncanny valley vibes now. It freaks me out. She is fully healed now and she wants us to go back to normal, like me initiating sex. I have done so, but not as much as I used to. And when I do, I try and make sure there is very little light. You can't eat because we're missing your reactions. It's been a few months and I kind of dread having to look at her. Oh, no. Obviously, she has noticed.
Oh, no.
She has been bugging me to tell her what's up. I've tried telling her I'm just tired from work or that I'm run down. Really anything except the truth. She broke down and asked me if I was having an affair. And I said I wasn't. She asked to look at my phone. I unlocked it for her and handed it over. I wasn't worried about her finding anything because there's nothing to find. She spent an hour looking through it and found nothing. She asked me to explain why I changed. I tried explaining that I just wasn't that interested right now. Nothing I said was good enough for her, but she kept digging. I finally told the truth. I wasn't harsh or brutally honest. I just told her that her new face wasn't something I found attractive and that I was turned off. She asked if that's why I turn all of
them. All righty. That was a long scenario, but is that husband the asshole?
I personally don't think he is. I think he was very honest and transparent before the procedure and let her know this was something that he wasn't for. Yet, obviously, you know, it's your body, your choice, do what you want. But I don't think he's being an asshole for being honest at all, especially if he expressed to her that it's not something he was in favor for. It would have been a bit more of an asshole move if he hyped her up, paid for it, was like, oh my God, you look so good. And then she gets off the table and he's like, oh nah, you look crazy. That's an asshole move because you pushed her to do it. You motivated her. You provide her with the resources to get it done. And then it's like, I don't like it. But he expressed himself in the beginning that wasn't something he wanted. So I think he's being consistent.
I 100% agree. I think that my first, when it started, I was like, oh, he said he didn't like it at first. And maybe he has a little bit of bias. Like, I'm not with the surgeries. I'm not with X, Y, and Z. So no matter what came out of it, I wasn't going to jack it. But then as he kind of went through it, it's like, ooh, like the things you did, I don't find attractive. And I think that when, I don't know, because it's a white podcast, I'm assuming they're white. If not, hey. But if you just take away race out of the context of it, like when you fall for your partner, it's like you fall for what they are. And a lot of times people might not see in themselves what you see in them. And then that we have this culture of surgeries and, you know, cosmetic changes and shifts to fit a trend or fit what we think society wants. Not necessarily, and most of the time it's not even really for ourselves, you know. It's dealing with some unpacking some trauma or looking at, you know, this is what I think you should want, so I'm going to do it. So the fact that he was right, like, transparent with that initially and then pulled back and was like, all right, I'm going to try, but it's just, it's not hitting for me. And he told her, he could have lied. He gave her, like, anything that she thought was an issue, he provided her with that comfort. Like, hey, yeah, go through the phone. Ask me. I'm being dead serious. But it's not hitting for me. So I don't think it's being an asshole. As he said, I just told her what it was. I didn't beat around the bush. I didn't hype her up and say, oh, damn, babe, you fine as shit now, boo. It's like, whoa, what's happening here?
So, why? Right. What do you think, Brian? What you going to say?
You gonna call him an asshole?
Why are you gonna assume that for?
Because he's side. You gonna call him an asshole?
Come on now, he is an asshole. Support your woman, okay?
Not, all right.
Support your woman over here. Support, okay. If your woman feel insecure about something, and she want to get something done, support your lady over here.
I don't think there's
anything. I gotta win back my female audience because Slick. Oh my god!
I do be fine.
I don't think it's about not supporting. Like, it's one thing if you want a breast lift, right? You know, that's versus like getting your face done. And she got a lot done. It's not like she slowly. It's not like she got it all done at once. Versus like, okay, this year I'm gonna try lip fillers. This year I'm gonna try a little Botox. This year I might get some fat injection. It sounds like, I don't know how she did it, but it sounds like she did a lot all at once. So you didn't even give the dude time to actually warm up to these changes. You just came back looking like Simba. And it's like, damn, what am I supposed to do with that now?
That's a fact.
You know, you remember the Lion Lady? I'm never gonna, I mean, I can't speak on their relationship, but like, I feel like if she can't find a man, if she can't find a way for her man to fall back in love with her and become attracted to her again, he's going to find or possibly find that attractiveness in somebody else. And that could lead into infidelity. Because I feel like men, I mean, just like any person, you kind of need to be attracted to the person you're intimate with.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so much at once. Like, we couldn't lip filler first. Let me see what it look like. What's the plan?
Right. Like, okay, I'm going to do lip fillers. All right. Let me see. Okay, the lip filler's a little too much. Maybe go a little, like, kind of find out what your doses are. You know, I'm in the medical field. Well, you know, I have a bit of a medical background, so you got to take that shit in doses. From my understanding, based off of the story, it sounds like she went all in, and that's a lot. All
right. So now let's make our own scenario now. Slick.
Oh, shit.
Your girl wants a BBL. She want to be one of the BBL baddies over here.
What's that? Is you want for a real one? Let's get it. Let's go. Talk to me.
She feels like, baby, you know, they're calling me Big Back out here. You know, I don't feel like myself. They call me Longboard. They call me
Brian.
That's wild. That's OD.
I need to have some apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur booty.
There wasn't even no real booty.
The whole club is looking at her.
Yes,
I'm gonna be like, fuck out of here.
Like Aisha Curry, I need to feel sexy. I need to feel like I'm wanted. I know I'm wanted by you, baby. You make me feel special. But when I
put it out there, Slick, Mrs. Slick, I know you fine. All right.
Oh no. Sai, please don't kill me. Please. My Haitian sister. This is not about you. Uh-huh. This is a scenario.
But continue.
Sure gave me in trouble over here, man.
That was good. That was well done.
We have to make sure we put a disclaimer out there and let people know she's a bad bitch, okay?
This is the toxic segment. They know how we give it up on me.
They still gotta put a disclaimer on.
That's true.
He's gotta be the one.
I got a scenario.
He gotta be the one to say in the bed with her and explain himself. Yeah, so
everybody knows she elite. That's why I'll be tripping.
Period. I know that's right. All continue right, with your BBL. Nonsense, Brian.
Uh-huh. BBL.
BBL.
With the thighs to match and no thighs.
No, the thighs not matching. She,
y'all
on the budget. She got to go to Guatemala. She got to go to Guatemala.
Are we giving Kim K or Bernice Burgos? Because those are two different BBLs.
You about to have her looking at my baby out here looking like Chicken Run. Come on. All right, let's go for it.
Oh, no.
Like, she said, like, yo, even though we're budgeting, we're you know, I don't want to spend too much money. I know this good doctor in Guatemala. You know, he gonna get me right for the low. She come back. Mm-hmm. How you feeling, Slick?
I'm upset. I was look,
she looking like the little P.
Hockey, you knew me before. I'm out here like
the little P.
I like, who you want to look at you for what? how does make y'all life better? How does this support our livelihood? I'm in that bitch mad. I'm out here like one of them evil dark skinned Tyler Perry characters. Not in my house. I'm furious.
Not in my house. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Some light skinned man with a bad cornrow rig gonna have to save her. But I mean, I'd be like, I'm an asshole. Like, is you sure? You sure? Okay. Come over here, Chicken Run, make it clap real quick. Let me see. I'm a dickhead. Because once it's there. Like, honestly. Because again, you know, we fall into that pitfall. Like, you can't tell your girl what to do. That's been used against me numerous times. So you can't say nothing. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it comes out, I'm like, ooh. You should have paid for the thighs, babe. I
might ask for a hall pass. I'm like, yo.
I'm
going to
need a hall pass.
I'm not trying to die. That's crazy.
She trying to die. She going to Guatemala.
she coming back with the cement booty. The cement BBL. Nah, I'm like, ooh, that's what.
Nah, I'll support my girl. If she want a BBL.
Yeah, a good one.
And if her thighs don't match, then baby girl, we're going to get you some of that rice. We're going to thicken you up, baby.
Nah, bro. You got to just, at that point, if it's actually happening, I'm just like, all right, what's it cost to get the right one done? That's where it's at. Because if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Scenario window.
I feel like, and maybe I'm a little, I'm like I said, I've been with my dude for almost 10 years. So I'm at a point where it's like, you know, what he does, obviously, it's always going to be the individual choice. You want to do what you want to do. But when you're making these life-changing choices, you have to understand that you're not living this life by yourself anymore. You have another person to think about. So if my fiance goes and says that he wants to get lip injections, he's going to care about what I think and vice versa. You know, I'll be completely honest. I've told him, like, you know, because, you know, fun fact, you guys already know this, but I used to be morbidly obese. I used to weigh over 300 pounds. I think at my highest I was 315, and I've lost over 150 pounds naturally. And with some of that, you know, you deal with things like loose skin, you know, and, you know, your boobs are not sitting as high as you would want. For him, he thinks they're perfect. I do a lot of chest workouts and, you know, I'm really good with my skin. So for him, he thinks they're great. And for a man to say that, it's like, wow, thank you. That's validating. Even when we first dated, he thought they were great. Thank you. But, you know, for me being a woman, you know, the insecurities do kick in. And I always ask him, like, how would he feel if I got breast implants? And we had a discussion. And I literally said, at one point, I wanted to get them. And my mom's like, yeah, I'll pay for them for you if you want. But then we had a discussion because I wanted to have kids. I do want to have kids. I don't have kids yet. But we had a discussion about it. And he said, look, let's wait till you have kids. I do want to breastfeed. Let's see where you are after the kids. So it became a joint decision, even though it's my body. So, you know, that's kind of how I think about these things. Like, he's never going to say that I can't do it. Like, I'm going to do what I want. But I'm also at a point where I'm going to do what I want with the thought of my future husband in mind.
I've heard that before. That brings joy to my heart. That was nice.
Yeah, because he got to look at this ass too. Like, he's got to make love to this. And if he don't like it and I'm not getting that desire, you know, from him, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a quick question before we get to the next topic. Is there any surgery that your man will want that you'd be like, nah, gang, that ain't it?
Nah, he loves every bit of me the way that I am.
No, don't talk about any surgery that he might want for himself. Yet you'd be like, nah, babe, don't do that.
He wants calf surgery.
What?
What?
He talked about calf
that's
surgery.
That's a name?
I don't know. I
What's
said,
calf
all right.
Surgery?
He want to get his knees and his calves done? What's happening here?
No, he got really
he want to be one of them niggas that don't walk for a year.
No, so
Nah, he's don't. He's trying to dunk. He's trying to dunk, bro. Ain't he like 6'4"? What's happening?
You know how Africans got all legs? Like, it's just legs. Like, just legs and torso. Like, they just got leg and torso because, you know, geographically. And don't come for me, my African people. I actually have a background in science and I took a genetics class. It's just historically because of the grasslands and hunting and things of that nature. So you'll see a lot of Africans, their torsos are short, but they have a lot of leg. And he's kind of almost there where he just has long ass legs. And he just never had the largest of calves. He's 6'2", 200 pounds of muscle he's built. But like his calves, he always struggled with building muscle in his calves. And he used to always talk about my calves because I used to be a dancer for 15 years. And he's like, I would love calves like that. And one day he's like, I would dead ass get calf surgery. It's like, calf surgery? He's like, yeah, I want a little,
live your best life, kid.
I said I would support it. I mean, it's not like he's getting like fake pecs and fake abs. It's his calves. So I guess
my woman better support me if I want to get fake abs. If I want to be like Drake, let me be like Drake. Okay.
I mean, what did he get? Didn't he just get like lipo?
No, they said he did.
He
lipo.
Just got lipo, right?
It was lipo section, right? He got ab sketching. Ab sketching.
That's ab sketching.
Baby girl, let me rock. Okay, when I go through this midlife crisis with you.
That's it.
Listen, at least you're going to come home looking good.
That's a Fendi. Unless he go to Guatemala.
I might lose my belly button, but it's all good, though.
Your belly button. You got an innie or an outie?
No, innie, but you know, once you get those stomach surgeries.
Or you got a slit. Like, yeah, he's got a slit at that point.
You just got a slit for a belly button.
Ew.
Can't never take your shirt off at the beach, for real, for real.
Stop it. You can draw it on.
This next topic, Slick. I just really wanted to be an asshole real quick because, Slick, you know, we talk about
with the ladies.
I know. But, you know, we always talk about dating topics here. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, men and women dating. Sometimes they say, like, yo, we just going to fuck with the ladies. But, hey, they be going through their own stud wars. Slick, go ahead and play video.
War between the old studs and the new generation of studs. I just watched this video. This stud man, she was like, what's the problem that you have in lesbian relationships? And she was like, y'all fans be trying to treat us like men. And this old stud, well, I'm not gonna call her old, I don't know how old she was, but older stud stitched a video and was like, I want my woman treating me like a man. I'm gonna hang TVs, I'm gonna take the trash, I'll do everything else. Then this other older stud came in the comments like, that's the problem with these new baby studs or these new studs, they too sassy nowadays. Then the stud who originally made the stitch was like, they don't be trying to pump gas, take our trash, all they trying to do is twerk nowadays. Then the other stud that had first mentioned her was like, facts, why they can't just be stems and leave us to being the real studs? Then she was like, they probably take
strap-ons.
And the other stud was laughing like, I bet they do. Like, OMG, what is...
Yo, Slick. What? Yo, get the strap.
Pause. No, Diddy. Relax. Yo, dear. Yo,
dear. Get the strap. Yo, dear. It's a stud war out here. Make sure everybody have their peace out here. Yo, so I know, Slick, we in our soft guy era. Is that meaning like they're in their like soft stud era? Am I correct in that?
So you're equating the softer stud versus the OG hardcore stud to like what's happening with the menzies?
Yo, Team Sassy, we in here. You feel me? Sassy. I can't even say sassy niggas unite. Sassy people unite. You heard? Shout out to all my sassy studs out here. Living your sassy soft stud life. I feel you. I'm fucking with you.
Nigga, you know, so if a girl called you sassy right now, your heart gonna break. Relax.
They call me King Sassy over here. You know the vibes.
King Sasson. I get
drizzle,
it.
Drizzle.
King Sasson. Nah, this shit wild.
Mine has not changed.
Bro. Nope. Not a day. Nah, bro. That's a wild shit, though. But it happened. The old has always been hating. Like, yo, what is these new mother? They ruining the game. That's what you get it in everything. And sports, movies, and the clubs. Yeah. Like,
they called this shit the Strap Civil War. I'm weak.
Leave these young kids alone. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. We got no business messing no kid business. Leave them alone.
I'm about to say, they coming out with strap nunchucks? What's happening here? Like, they just...
Oh, my God. Oh,
Oh, I'm with studding them. You feel me? I'm with studding them. You heard?
Not going to hell.
The stud versus stud. She said, y'all should just be stud. But I'm like, yo, what's the what's the logistics? I thought a stud was just a lesbian who presented, like, she just presented, like, manly stuff. Like, her, that was her aesthetic, in a sense. And I didn't think you had to, like, oh, yeah, I take out the trash and build shit. Because, shit, anybody could do that. How is that, like?
I'm going to say, how is that? I take my trash out sometimes.
I'm going to say, how is that stud exclusive? Like, you really want to be a nigga? That's what you're telling me? You mad because they don't want to be niggas? They just want to wear cargo pants and Timberlands and, you know, wear the wife beater with the training bra? Like, they outside like...
And they got flannels, my nigga. I feel like all studs got a flannel in their closet. You feel me? Shout out to y'all, though. I'm with y'all. I'm with the baby studs. With the baby studs.
Studs be having the deep... They be having the deepest waves ever, though. You ever peeped that? They waves be on point.
Yo, I feel like either they have, like, the deepest wave or they got the most gorgeous locks.
Bro, never frizzy. Never frizzy at all. Yes.
And still now I'm rocking with the baby studs. This baby studs is rocking with us. You feel me? Drizzle.
I feel like I would be a beautiful. I would be a gorgeous stud. I'd be a heartbreaker.
Would you be an OG stud? Or are you going to be like, you know, you're the newer studs. This, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, it's all right. I just like to wear pants.
I don't even know what a newer stud is.
I mean, when they talk about the older studs, we talking about you had to question if they had a penis. Like, oh shit, Aunt Tilda look like Uncle Timmy. Hold on, what's happening here? Like, that's the OG studs. Like, she walking around, if she talking about putting that TV up, she's pulling up with the freaking utility
belt. I'm going to be a stud, and I guess I would be the older version. Like,
you're not out here studying studying for likes. You're not out here just cute and shit.
I'm gonna be a heartbreaker regardless. You feel me? I'm cute, so I grew up with men, so I'll be a heartbreaker. I would say if I was a dude, I'd be a problem.
All my guys, get you a stud friend for real, though. They are the cheat code to women over here. Get you a stud friend for real. Shout out to my studs and them. Get you a stud friend because they will help. They for so. Now be careful though, because they might take your girl.
They will take your girl.
So be careful. Make sure you're really locked in with that stud,
especially if they look good.
Because they, you know, they start doing what we do. They start talking in a deep voice, knowing goddamn well they talking like Pop Smoke over here. You go deep with your girl. So make sure you and your stud friend is locked in before you do that. But Wendy, we talk about the soft life, soft guy era, because, you know, we here promote soft guy era, drizzle. What's your whole thought about this soft life debate? I want to hear your thought process on this.
What do you mean the soft life debate? Soft life debate.
So, like, the soft life is like the idea that, like, you shouldn't, not say you shouldn't have struggle, but there shouldn't be, like, that shouldn't take up a bulk of your time. Like, you should be able to relax. Somebody could take care of you, depending on if it's a man or a woman. Somebody should be able, like, it's like you deserve all the peace and tranquility and pleasantries of the world, and shouldn't have to struggle, whether it's on your own accord or off somebody else's pocket.
So you're talking about wellness for men?
Well, in general, I think he meant, right?
In general, it started off with women. So women's have this.
And, you know, we can't let y'all have all the fun. So then we kind of pilfered that.
Sprinkle. We have drizzle.
If that's what it's called, then yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me tell you something. When I first met my fiance, he literally told me that vacation was a waste of time. He thought that vacation was a waste of time. He wanted to go hard, and he would vacation later. I looked at him like he was crazy. And this is from someone who had heart surgery, unfortunately, because I did not prioritize my health. Okay. Before we are men or women, we are human, right? As humans, we have to take care of ourselves. And whatever that looks like, whether you want to call it soft life, baby life, wellness, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking care of ourselves. And personally, I think our men need it the most, because there is an expectation society puts on you. And if you add another layer, our Black men have it the worst. So I personally think if we as your women can provide a safe space for you guys to be, quote unquote, drizzle, by all means, please take the time you need. Mortality rate amongst our men is way too high. So yes, take the vacations. soak your feet, get a massage, take a nap, take a day off, please. Because women like myself, we need you here for a long time. So yes, I'm a big advocate for men having a soft life, if that's what it's called. Okay.
Come back anytime, Wendy.
Okay. Don't play anytime with my man. Please. Y'all work too
drizzle,
hard.
Drizzle.
All of it. What you want? You want me to pay for your nails? I'll do it.
Oh, you pay for your fiance haircut?
I definitely make sure that he gets his haircuts. I make sure that he gets
get you a Haitian woman. Get you a Haitian woman.
He's an athlete. He's an athlete, so like he grows like his skin around his feet and stuff like that. He needs all that trimmed out. I make sure, like, you know, it doesn't have to be as often as me, but at least once a quarter, he needs the full works, hands and feet, get all the cuticles cut, make sure all the skin is shaved down, all of it, all of it. You ain't got to put nothing on the nails, but yes, I mean, he gets his trims done every week. Listen, when he come back from the gym, make sure he got a massage going on. I need that man for a lifetime, okay? He got to be here for our kids. I need him healthy and well. Set up his doctor's appointments. I don't play that. Dental appointments, not over here.
Take notes.
I don't play that. We need you, men. We need our black men especially. The mortality rate is way too high. So, yes, take it easy. Take your time. Enjoy life.
Now, you gave me a great segue to our next topic, mortality. So, you know, God forbid, you know, I put that in the air. If unfortunately you passed away, would you mind if your friend swear on your grave?
Oh, like, God.
So a scenario, you know, maybe, you know, your girl brought you out here doing something that on Lawrence, I wasn't doing that shit. Like, yo, that wasn't me. Would you mind if your friend, you know, just swear on you, you know? Just hold it down, merch it on you.
Only if it's the abso-fucking-lute truth. Don't put me in no mess.
All my niggas out here, y'all can lie on me with y'all girl.
Don't put me in no mess.
I support gangdom from the other side.
Not over here. Don't even put me in no mess when I'm dead. Boy, my spirit will come for you. Like I'm a God-fearing woman. Don't do
real
that.
Talk, it wasn't me. They ain't seen
Yo, all my homies out here, if you need me, if I'm on the other side, if you need me to hold it down for him, I'll still hold it down. You heard?
Do not use me to hold down shit unless it's the truth. God don't play about me. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yo, hold it down. I'm gonna hold it down in the afterlife too. You heard?
Like, mess.
Yo, gotta show Brian,
I wasn't at the strip club.
Bro, you gotta show up in her dream. Like I told
I'm gonna be looking down like my nigga wasn't dead.
Bro, you show up in a dream, like, yeah, I told her, yo, he was talking to me the whole time.
Women lowers love dreams. I'm gonna go in the dream like, yo, my man loves you. I never heard him talk about a lot of girls like you.
Why were they there? Oh my God, y'all are crazy.
Oh man.
Nah, that's jokes.
All right. And then just speaking on just all the relationships, because we might have a lot of relationship topics. But it's TSA, because y'all both of y'all have fiancés. So these next couple of topics, I would love to have y'all opinion.
Let's do it.
All right. Slick, this goes to you.
What up?
Should you let your girl win? When you are a competitive, let me get the question out.
Fuck no.
Wait, what? Say it again.
No. Should you let your girl win if y'all are participating in a competitive activity?
Hell no. Nah, we fighting for blood.
Yeah, no.
Oh shit.
I learned my lesson.
Don't let me win.
Don't let me win.
Nah, I'm talking.
Nah,
shit.
I'm mad competitive.
And I'm talking cash money
I'm
shit.
Win.
And I'm talking cash money shit after. Right? Because I've learned my lesson. Back in the early days, you know, and I was like, I wasn't sure if she liked me enough. I'd be like, I'll let you win this. Then, you know, we'd be at the outings with the friends and shit. And then she bring that shit up. I'd be like, oh, this nigga didn't just do this.
Oh, nah.
I was like, oh, you beat me in Papa Shot? Oh, say less. Never a fucking kid.
Oh, I'm beating that ass.
Matter
of
fact,
beating that ass every time.
She's talking crazy about Mario Kart one time, boy. Let me tell you, three straight. I hope she hear me too. Three straight. Went dumb. She's like, it's the controller. I went and got a controller. Here, this is yours.
I'm the cat. I'm the one.
I'm just a girl. You should win.
Nah. I mean, at least I'm not one of them. I grew up with men. Like, I have mad uncles. I have brothers. I don't have sisters. I barely, you know, have female cousins. So I've always been competitive. And when Quaker met me, he knew that about me. My fiance is a shit talker. He likes to talk shit. I'm silent but deadly. So I don't give him a reaction. You feel me? He likes to talk shit. Let's go. You saw that? I be chilling. And then when I slap that ass, then I talk my shit. Like, I'm very competitive. When me and my man go at it, ain't no relationship.
We're going for blood. Yo, it's blood out yo, here.
Real talk.
We're going for blood.
Quick story time. Y'all know spades. You know, get crazy with spades. One time, I thought we was going to break up. This is early on too. This is like,
over spades?
This is like year two. This is like year two. Because I think, I don't know if she, they stuck us the hand before. It was me and my boy and her and his girl. Right? And I don't know if they stuck us. I don't know if it was something crazy. But the next, something happened. And the next hand, yo, I was like, about to run to Boston. She didn't run no fucking Boston. I was like, watch this. She started talking crazy. I was like, oh, word? That's mine. No, she talking, yo, went dumb. And I was like, oh, shit, she going to leave me now.
Oh, listen. Wow. So you're not going to concede. You're not going to let her win so she can just have that victory.
That was early on. Yeah, 2016, 17, she had that. 2018, it was on site. Right now, it's on site. I hear her right now, like, yo, let's play 2K. Let's do some math. Let's play Battleship. Let's play.
Even in bowling?
Oh, I'm whooping that.
That's one of the reasons why I asked this question. Because
that ass. Whooping that ass. I be talking crazy. You know what it is? If it's a group of people, I'd be like, I bet, you know. I want her to do good. I want her to be right there. But me versus her, nah. Or it's like, you know, it's us and like a friend or two. Nah. Gotta get that. Because I'm talking crazy in the car home.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't no friendships when it comes to the game. Sorry, mm-mm. Not sorry.
Mm-mm. Well, like I say, you might get me the first time I play something, but after that, once I figure, you know, I'm obsessive. I'll figure it out. I'm coming back for blood.
I think it depends on the girl too. Like some girls, they just be mad sensitive, and it's like you want to play this game, and now you're mad. Like, what's wrong with you?
Word, not mine. Mine be rich. She with the shits. Let her win something. Oh my god, she told you
the ones. The ones with the shits give you the best head.
Okay, talk about it over here. Okay, shout out to my girls who talk.
Because if I beat your ass, I got to stroke your ego a little bit because you got beat by a girl.
Damn. See, look, how you going to say I'm going to whoop that ass and like you lost to a girl? Yeah, you got to take care of me after that. Damn. Yeah, that's true. Shout out to the Haitians.
I wouldn't mind. You
Brian gonna lose every time on purpose.
That boy throwing every game.
Oh my god! I'm just gonna be on. I'm gonna be in the bowling alley. Like,
Time out. No. We not gonna do that with bowling because this nigga's ass. Let's relax with that. He's ass.
Okay.
1-800 ass.
No. Okay. Don't do that. My skills got up there.
This
okay.
Nigga 1-800 pure ass. That's a real phone number. That's his phone number.
It was one time.
No,
it was only.
Don't matter.
It was only two times. Earlier in that game, I was playing right. I was playing good.
Yeah, and you still ended up with like 60. Shut up, bum ass nigga.
No, it was
pure
not
ass.
God, 100. Was in the 80s.
And then we lost because of your ass too. Pure 1-800 pure
this
ass.
This might not go well. Bowling game. We are gonna set it up now.
I bet.
I'll set it up.
1-800 pure ass. I'm not
girl,
playing.
I ain't gonna let you win, nigga.
That's fine. You don't have a choice. I'm good. What's your excuse? How you gonna beat me?
You're not. I've been in the field recently.
Shut the hell up. You ain't even been on the way. How you gonna win?
My old nigga at the job. Shout out to my boyfriends. He in the bowling team. My nigga. Play what you want. 1-800
pure. We will live. We will go on Instagram
ass.
Live. We
don't
will talk.
Ass.
Set a date. Set a date, ho. Say less.
I'm gonna set a date. Don't
set a
follow.
Date.
Don't
set follow. A date. What's up?
All right. Next question. All right. More in the relationship talk. What should be your reaction, or what should be your partner reaction if they get hit on in front of you?
Elaborate.
Give us an area.
So you in the spot, right? Which is significant other, and the girl is kiki in his face, Wendy. Oh my god, you so built, you 6'2", you African, do you like jollof rice, you know? All that good stuff. What should your partner reaction should be? Should he just mush the shit out of her like, Lucy, I'm with my queen? What should your partner reaction?
He gotta say my girl can fight. That's what he gotta say, my girl can fight.
He's gonna continue the conversation normally.
Ooh, not to be rude. But you're not. Yeah. But you're not gonna tell him like, oh, look at you, Kiki, in that girl's face.
I'm not one of them. I'm not. I personally think it's flattering when people try to flirt with something that they can't get because they don't know that they can't get it yet. So I think it's flattering because it makes me feel like, damn, my man really is that man. He looks good, and they still want him. I know that side because I want him right now. So I personally think like, I respect. We respect each other enough to know that we know how to handle each other because it happens to the both of us quite often. So, you know, if you're having a casual conversation, you're having a casual conversation. But if the girl is doing too much, I have no doubt in my mind he's going to drop the bomb, which is, yeah, you know, my fiance's actually here with me. You know, we out here. He's going to casually slip in the fact that I'm here somehow, some way, and let her know, like, don't get it twisted. I'm committed, which he has done. And I've done vice versa. So there's always a way to respect your partner without making it, you know,
awkward
more than it has to be. Because that's me telling him that he can't speak to more than 50% of the population if I'm one of those. And
I don't know about you. I want my shorty to bark. Bark at that nigga. Get that nigga
away. Nah, that's a headache. That's a whole headache.
That's
a whole headache.
Like, you know, what about you? Your fiance, you in the spot with your fiance, you step to the bathroom real quick. Niggas scoop out like, yo,
it's happened. It's happened. She handles herself very well. She's not disrespectful, but she, you know, and it all comes down to the line. Like, I peeped the scene. You know, you peeped the scene. You know, you let them have, you know, give her your best line. That's, go ahead. As long as it's not disrespectful. And he just slide in graceful. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing, bro? What's up, babe? Get it with the little. You want something to drink?
Yo, that'd be the worst, too, because when you try to slide.
Well,
through,
girl, let me tell you something. I had told my fiance, if you go out with your boys and a lady wants to buy y'all a round of drinks, you better take that drink and keep our money in our account. But you got to make sure she buying a round of drinks for all of y'all.
Can't just be individual. Can't.
If
one.
If I go out and a guy wants to buy me a drink, I'm making sure all my girls getting shots. And then at the end of the night, I'm going to go home by myself and go to my man. I'm all about saving coin. If you want to buy me a drink because I'm a beautiful person, thank you. I'm going to drink the drink, enjoy myself, and say goodnight.
Drink the drink. I like
it. The way the economy is working, you can buy me a drink if you want. But you ain't got nothing else but a beautiful smile and a good conversation. God bless.
God bless. Just... Mm. Like I said, it always come down because just niggas do too much. Girls will be like, oh, okay, that's nice, that's cute. Niggas will just be like, oh, so I can't fight, nigga. What? It's like, she
nah,
just,
I ain't gonna lie. Some girls might go harder than be like, oh,
girls do really a lot cool. too. People yeah, do a girl, lot when they're desperate.
Now, girls, now for some reason, if they like a challenge, they'd be like, hold on, you really a faithful nigga. Hold on, I gotta change that.
That's cute until they met me.
Hashtag my girl can
She's
fight.
Stepping behind her man. Okay.
Go ahead. Be cute, baby.
I'll make you
fall in love with me and then I'll try to hurt you.
Ooh. That's the Haitian.
That was the, I'm about to say, I've never heard that said before, but I've seen it happen. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. Y'all finish
she saying? Got the martinet in her car right now. You feel me? Yeah. If you don't know what the martinet is, Slick, it's a device where it's like a stick and they put like cow leather strips around
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
In Haiti.
It's called a what?
A martinet.
A martinet. Let me go ask, see if she got one of those under the bed or something, just in case. Stop.
All right.
Ryan is chatting.
Oh, you have the machete.
I'm more of a machete. I have a garden, that's why. So, gotta.
Okay, let's get to the next topic before we end. They just all right, before we get to I choose one, I wanted your thought process because we've been talking about this recently. The rules to friends with benefits. I want to repurpose this topic just to hear your thought process on what are the rules to friends with benefits? Because Slick and I disagree. I feel like if me and you are friends, are actual friends, we like hanging out with each other. If we start messing around, if we have understanding that we are friends with benefits, we should be able to still hang out and have fun together. Slick otherwise thinks the opposite and thinks it shouldn't go past 3 months or so. What's your take on just rules to friends with benefits?
I think it depends on the person and the person's headspace. I think my biggest thing with friends with benefits is being honest. And I put this out there more for the women, because a lot of the times the women will tend to catch feelings before the guys. And it's not to say that guys can't catch feelings too, but just from my own personal experience and experiences that I've heard from some of my female friends, I think it just depends on the headspace and being honest. You know, if you feel like it's crossing a boundary where casualty is not as casual anymore, you got to have that open conversation, start separating yourself. So I can understand why, you know, Slick would want to put a timeline on it, because you don't want things to get complicated emotionally. Because when you think about it, when you have sex, your souls are tying. Whether you believe it or not, your souls are tying. You could try to fight as much as you can. It's either you're with it or you're not with it. Or, you know, if you are in a headspace where you can casually have those outings, then that means you guys both have an honest understanding. But I don't know. I feel like you got to be honest, and it depends on the person and their headspace, you know.
I don't trust headspaces. Them just be fickle as fuck.
No, because, you know, oftentimes when they say, like, once you start engaging in with friends with benefits, all the friend activities are at a stop, because now friend activities could be looked at as couple activities.
What's, I mean, like,
So if I
all right. So the question, the real question is, were you guys doing friends activities before you guys were having sex? Because I feel like the confusion is you guys try to do friends activity after you guys start engaging in sex, and that is a mixed signal. Mm-hmm. If we are friends and we've been macking and we happen to have sex and we continue to have outings, okay, then we could work through that. But don't start having sex with me and then all of a sudden be like, yo, you trying to go see a movie? We weren't doing that shit before.
That was my proposition, and they all attacked me. I was like, yo, if we was cool before and we had understanding, we agreed that we're doing this friends with benefits, and we're still, and then I just generally like your company until you have to, because it was a video of the scenario that I'm saying, and then the girl started feeling some type of way because she thinking they was doing comeback to me, but she never spoke about it or never addressed it. So it's like, hold on, you can't be mad at me if you never address that we should, and they kept saying how we should reiterate that we're friends with benefits every once in a while, and I'm like, that's gonna fuck up the whole vibration. Slick, go ahead.
Nah, so what if y'all was doing friends activities in groups? Like, it was like groups of friends, because that's how a lot of
then that's are. On you. That's on you.
Because
I'm not gonna stop having fun because my friends are still here. I'm not fucking everybody in my friend group.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a lot of friends with benefits just come from that era. It's like, How many homegirls be you really hang out with Dolo? Go do single shit with? I mean, go do independent shit together with?
I have a lot of female friends. I do.
But how many are you going out one-to-one mad times?
Right. On a regular.
About seven.
Seven? So y'all, okay. So you got seven girls that you could say you go out. This might not go. Would you pipe any of those sevens? You don't got to say no names.
Yeah. Most definitely. Expeditiously.
He's like, yeah, most definitely.
That's just a man thing. Yeah. That's just a dude thing. I have guy friends, and every so often, if you put enough liquor in them, they start looking at you weird, and you're like, hey, sit down.
I ain't gonna lie. You talking fast.
Spray them like a cat. Like, hey, sit down.
Because usually the reason why I don't pipe my female friends is because I know how they are with guys, and once I see how you do stupid shit, you start become unattractive in my eyes.
You said the reason why you don't pipe your female friends, or maybe your female friends don't want to pipe you.
What you talking about?
I knew it was about to happen.
Wendy, why you throwing a shot at me, Wendy?
Like, you'll be talking about I don't pipe my female friends. Like, it's all on your... You just said you would pipe them.
It's me, Wendy. It's me.
They don't want to pipe you,
it's
Brian.
Me. They want to pipe you. They want to pipe the Adonis guy, the light-skinned Adonis. Come on now. Don't do that, Wendy. Don't come on this platform and not act like I'm not the Haitian sensation. Cremas Poppy in the building, you heard?
All right. Yeah, you got that. You right.
But now I lost the train of my thought now.
I'm just saying, bro. You said one-to-one, and it's if y'all started doing stuff.
Oh, no, not all of them, though. Not all of them.
I think
it's okay. I think if you guys were already doing friendship stuff and then you guys happen to become intimate and you continue to do that afterwards, I think that's okay. I don't like the switch up. That's just my opinion. I personally don't like the switch up. Don't switch up on me if that's not what we were doing before, because that's weird. Don't start saying things to me if you know that's not how you were before. Like, let's keep it the way that it was. If you're an in and out type of guy, you come in, do what you got to do and leave. Come in and do what you got to do and leave. Mm-hmm. If we had some type of relationship before and we happened to smash, whatever, you blame it on the alcohol, whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. And we continue on our merry way afterwards, then let bygones be bygones. But, you know, you got to be able to be real with yourself as an individual, male or female. I think honesty is key. If you feel like things are crossing the line, you find yourself doing shit for a wife that's not your, a wifey shit for, you know, a woman that's not yours, or, you know, hubby shit for a man that's not yours, you got to put a boundary to it. Nobody got time for pick-me's nowadays, all right? Nobody's trying to be a pick-me. So I think the individual definitely needs to be honest with themselves emotionally if things are getting too hot.
That's offending. That's why I say 3 months. I'm like, ooh, you want to go do what?
At least you have a timeline. You know, at least you know yourself, like, all right, 3 months, it's either going to go this way or that way. And I can respect that. You
but
know
you
what
also
I mean?
Said like 3 times, though.
No, I said 10 times max.
Oh, 10 times.
I said 10 times max. Cause I don't want. Cause then it gets too consistent. You get too comfortable, and then it's like, oh shit, what are we doing? We've been fucking for 6 months, and I can't tell you about the other girl I'm trying to bag up, or you can't tell me. If you could tell me about the nigga, I'm gonna laugh.
That's what happened with me and my fiance. Almost 10 years later, here we are.
See, we gotta make a choice. I'm like, all right, what you need?
It's actually funny because we were friends with benefits when we met. We weren't looking for anything. We were just looking for something casual, and over time, I started falling in love with him, and I wrote him a 4-page letter.
It was really funny.
4-page
no, letter. Oh, it's so weird. Like, I didn't even mean for it to be 4 pages, but I stopped. I wrote him a 4-page letter.
Get him on here real quick. I need him to talk his shit real quick.
Stop. Come on, no, King. Leave him where he's at.
Come
leave
on, King.
Bring him in here, King.
Pull up, King.
Kwaku, they want you to say hi. Yeah, this guy, y'all are too 4 much.
4-page letter, we ain't 4-page
letter. Come on now.
What up, bro?
How's it going, my guy? Man, she wrote you a 4-page letter.
4-page
letter. Tell us about this 4-page letter.
She wrote me a 4-page letter. It definitely hit. I read that maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times for it to really sink into me, and I realized the folly of my ways.
Okay.
Okay, King.
Yes. Ooh, we got the applause in the building. Okay.
Nah, bro. y'all got it. Y'all got it. This family now. Welcome to the This Might Not Go Well family. When This Might Not Go Well Fest goes up for episode 200, we hope to see y'all there.
This wow, live. Episode 200. I might be invited. Yeah. That's beautiful. I'm going to hand it back to my queen, though.
That's right, King. That's
come
right,
on
King.
Now.
Appreciate you, bro.
Get you a Haitian woman and get you an African king over here. You heard?
He still got the 4-page letter to this day.
That's fire.
He refuses to throw it away. That shit is yellow and crinkly. You gotta blow the dust off it.
That's all right. It's for symbolize how he got his queen. That's fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was pretty dope.
You know what? For fake, before I get to I might be that corny nigga that saved like the first spoon in our first date type shit. I don't know.
Just
I like that
listen.
Type of shit.
I saved text messages. I saved text messages.
I wouldn't hear that because she called you her Superman and you was denying the whole shit on that.
Because I don't like Superman. Fuck you. I don't like Superman. I told her that. That was perfect.
Listen, I feel like everybody has their thing. Like for me, I like cards. I love to save my cards from people, birthday cards, get well cards, how you doing cards. I think it takes a lot of strength to be able to put your emotions on paper, and to get that from friends, it just reminds me like, dang, I guess I really did make an impact on this person for them to be able to write this beautiful things for me. So everyone has their thing, you know, sometimes with this world, we forget who the fuck we are. And those type of sentimental things are a reminder. So if it's the spoon that you saved on the first date, I promise you, your woman's going to appreciate it, no matter how obnoxious or weird it might look like for somebody else.
You hear that, knucklehead? Answer that DM now so I could save that first spoon. You heard?
It's not one of your friends you're talking about, is it?
Oh no, she definitely. Oh, I won't put her in that friend category. That's strictly white. I ain't gonna lie, Kalani though.
Shout out to Kalani. She's been wild
in New York City.
Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion for the challenge. Shout out to Lotto. Where's his challenge at? I'm waiting.
I need her to like men again. Kalani.
It's not happening, bro. It's over. It's over. Sorry, bro.
All right. To wrap up this episode, Wendy, we do this thing called choose one, where we put a scenario and you got to choose one. Sometimes the would you rather, but this time it's going to be a little different. Okay. It's WrestleMania. We talked about WrestleMania earlier in this episode. So this week's choose one. If you could make any two people fight in a no rules cage match, who would you choose? Now, there's some people that said they would put Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together.
That's wild.
Who would you choose? Any two people in this world, dead or alive?
I'm putting you in Slick.
I'm gonna fuck what?
Him up. Why are you putting the black man against the black man for?
You put two blind black men against each other. What you talking about? You put two disabled black men together.
Stevie Wonder ain't blind.
He might be blind in like one eye, if we being honest. Stevie Wonder, blind people, yo, they poom accuracy is elite, because that 15, 17 children, they don't miss.
They don't miss. They accurate.
You guys don't have sex in the dark?
I like to leave the lights on. I like to see you. I want to embrace
you. But you've never had sex in the dark.
I turn the flashlight on. I'm scared of the dark. I seen Insidious.
Oh, please. Y'all are out of
pocket. I live in New York City. There's light everywhere.
I'm about to say, you know, we ain't see stars. I was shocked the eclipse happened like it did.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, the earthquake. Oh, my gosh. Jesus is coming. Stay strapped.
Nah, bro. Stay ready. It's clip. It's over for us. Just enjoy it. Enjoy your time while you can. Take that.
It's not over for me. I'm ready to go. Take me, Lord.
I still got stuff to do, Lord.
I call him every day. I'm like, can I go now? He's like, nah, you still got work to do. I'm like, damn.
Yes, heart of moisture. Yes, you still got work to do.
Damn it.
We need you across the country. That's what we're trying to get to.
Who two people I would fight? Have them fight in. Probably Dr. Umar and a white nigga.
You gotta do Dr. Umar and Elon Musk or something like that.
Oh yes, that's mine. I'm going with that. Nah. Dr. Umar, Elon Musk.
Give me Prince and Mike Jack. I don't know what the beef really was. Who was the greatest?
Come on now. I remember you said pre-production, Wendy, you would have two midgets. Is that correct?
That was another option.
You about to have Wee Man versus a dude from Johnny Knoxville and them from Jackass?
Oh, that nigga from Games of Thrones?
Little homie. I'm about to say, that'd be interesting.
Nah, the dude from Jackass is crazy. He'd like bite the dude's ear off or something, like Mike Tyson.
Oh, Tyson versus Ali would be a good one. That'd be a good one, too.
Tyson was a dirty, 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 dirty fighter.
I'm fine with that.
I put Lotto and Nicki Minaj though, but it don't have to be. It'll be an oil match though.
Bro, just over here like this, like yeah. Do that.
So are you gonna be the girl? Are you gonna be the person with the sign?
Yep.
For the girls.
No, don't have me. You want me to sway my hip? I'm gonna be doing that little the kid shit, the little hey.
Do a little shimmy for them.
No shimmy. Come on.
Come on, Adonis.
We don't do no shimmy.
Said the wrong word. Look at it. He about to go blue.
We don't do no shimmy.
We know Super Saiyan Blue. It's okay. It's okay, Super Blue.
I'm weak.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Wendy. Once again, plug in.
Let them know.
Your business over here.
Heart of Moisture. You know where we're at. We're here for the students. Beauty supplies and distribution. If you want us to come to your school, or you have a fundraiser or an organization looking for donations or any supplies that we could provide to support any events that you guys might have, please reach out to us at admin@heartofmoisture.com. Once again, if you're a college student putting on an event, a fundraiser, or you just want our presence on the school so we could support you guys, please reach out to us. Handle is Hearts of Moisture on all handles, and email is admin@heartofmoisture.com. You guys are important to us, and we want you guys to succeed. So any way that we can support you by providing you guys the necessary resources for your Black excellence, please don't hesitate to think about us. And thank you, Slick. And I'm going to always call you Bri-Bri, but, you know, whatever your alias is.
Okay, what you doing here, gang? Like,
you're going to cry.
Sizzle.
Bri-Bri Sizzle. I like that.
Oh, Lord.
Sizzle. My loving friendly giant, but thank you both for having me. Thank you. For having us. Heart of Moisture, appreciate y'all.
Thank you. You gotta come back.
All the handles and link will be in the description, so make sure you be able to click and access. Go ahead, Slip.
Now we gotta bring Princess up here. We gotta go part two. We gotta get the gangy up here. Like, let's do it.
We have to have K Mula,
yeah,
Princess.
I got ideas.
And Wendy.
Bro. Yeah, episode 200, the fest. I think it's got to happen now. Episode 200. This might not go well, fest. Let's get it popping.
Thank you for taking your time out, Wendy. Appreciate you, and we support you. I'm definitely about to put it in an order. So
I'm about to say it. Nah, I'm about to get me and wifey a pack. It's lit.
Facts.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, supporting. You know, we got to support our own, especially not only just because we went to the same college, but just because we're people and, you know, we just got to be, if no one else is going to support us, we got to support us. You feel me? So I commend you for everything that you are doing, and you will have a loving relationship. I wish you nothing but health, love, wealth, and success.
Thank you.
Fendi.
I appreciate y'all.
Let's keep hope this partnership continues. I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know the door is always open. Anytime you just want to come up here and talk, you know yours open invite.
Listen, invite me anytime. I love conversations. I love chatting. You know, my life partner is also in business. He's in the crypto space, in IT. He actually has a weekly YouTube channel as well. So if you guys are trying to get your finances up.
So tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him we'll see him next week.
Tell
him to slide. We need to slide.
Yeah. You could definitely try to get your money up. You know, let's plug in our Black community. Let's embrace our talents and lean on each other so we can grow together, you know?
All right, that's good. All right, make sure you download the Alive Podcast app on iOS and Android and follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you need branded deals, business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. I'm the voice of Outside, B Breezy, a.k.a. Poppy Sazon.
It's your boy Slick. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week. We out of here.
To Cali.
Try to tell them we up next, you can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk, he gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics, niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong, but
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga, oh well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it, one take. We not even doing it again. Keep that's the one.